Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
44-year-old Donald Jackson Jr. is facing felony charges of theft and conspiracy, accused of taking the taser from the Chester City Police Department where he worked as a special project officer and giving it to Nicholas Hatzafathow. Delaware County DA Kat Copeland says when detectives showed Jackson text messages they'd found on Hatzafathow's phone,
he admitted that he had taken the police taser from the Chester City Police Department and later delivered that taser to Hatzafathow.
The taser was found in Hatzafathow's home in June when police served a search warrant. That warrant was part of a wide-ranging investigation into Hatzafathow, including allegations he forged an email from Delaware County Adult Probation, then posted it as a news story on his website, claiming probation's officers in the county were racist. Hatzafathow has previous convictions of harassment and false reports to law enforcement, in one case sending escorts to his neighbor's home, then calling police.
It's disappointing when we have law enforcement officers use their position of trust and authority to obtain a weapon and then to transfer it illegally to a convicted criminal.
At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwart, KYW News Radio.